Well, in the Bela Center, what's happening is the fast track's been completely gone by blocking all proposals and just not doing much by the rich nations. They did Agenda 1 countries, they blocked almost everything. And then there were new proposals put in, creating confusions. Danish government has put in absolutely new proposal, which all the developing nations, they don't want it because they want the continuation of Kyoto Protocol. The Danish submission doesn't allow the Kyoto Protocol. There is an attempt by the developed countries to completely kill Kyoto Protocol and start a new protocol. And the attempt is basically not to accept the historical responsibility of the rich countries and pass on some of the responsibility to the countries which they have called emerging economies, which are India, China, Brazil, and South Africa. That's the basic thing. And we have all seen that the money on the table for technology is not much. And U.S. has very clearly said that they cannot talk about any long-term financial cooperation for climate change. And the EU Adaptation Fund is also not much. And in this kind of confusion, President Obama is coming, and there is a massive amount of hope created that there will be a deal. And basically, they want Mr. Obama to become victorious. And the rumor is that probably there won't be a deal, but there will be a political statement which all countries will agree that climate change is a problem. And probably a year down from now in Mexico, in the next COP, they will probably have a legally binding agreement.
So the basic problem is, if I'm not mistaken, that the developing countries are not agreeing with the figures of lowering the emissions of greenhouse gases, and the rich countries do not want to give enough money to them, so they would agree.
Plus also the amount of reduction that required by science, because there's a fourth assessment report of IPCC, the scientific body of UN. They had actually said that the rich countries will have to reduce 40% of the emission of from the year 1990 by 2020. Now, nobody is willing to take up that kind of emission, and that's also a big problem, because the rich countries are not, the responsibility is not necessarily only in money. Money comes much later. The major responsibility of emission reduction is also not being accepted by the rich countries.